Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win. Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality with me, your host, Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with your words. And today I'm going to be talking about the power of encouraging words. And let me say it again, the power of encouraging words. People don't realize how powerful encouragement is. Where the Bible says we need to edify and exhort and build up one another. That's what prophecy does. But people don't realize that when you get behind someone and you begin to push them into their destiny and speak words of life, when someone is down or someone may be going through tragedy or going through hardships and heartache, and whether it's going through maybe a season of depression or things aren't going the way that they want them to at this season in their life, people don't realize the power of someone just coming alongside of them and telling them what God is saying and telling them what the word of God says and just encouraging them. And listen, you're going to get through this. God's got you. God's on your side. You're going to pull through this. Remember when you went through this and, you know, you thought you couldn't get out and you thought you wouldn't come through, and look, you're still here and this too shall pass. People don't realize the power of encouragement and the power of encouraging words. This is what people need nowadays. We need people that are going to lift us up and not pull us down. There is so much pulling down on social media, on TV, and on news, and newspapers, everywhere you see. I mean, it's so easy to pull down. It's so easy to say nasty things and negative things. It just rolls off the tongue of some people. But in a world where negativity seems to have the upper hand because we live in a fallen world, we've got to understand that you can make a difference by encouraging that someone that may be going through, and you don't realize how your words can change somebody's life. And this morning I was just really just meditating on Gideon and seeing the life that he lived and how the times that he was living in and what he was going through. And the Bible says in the book of Judges, chapter 6, and this is the time where Israel was ruled by judges. The kings hadn't come yet, and it was a pattern that they fell into, a pattern of disobedience, that the children of Israel would rebel and go against his law. I'm so glad we're living under grace right now. And they rebelled and God would give them over to their enemies. And it was a continuous pattern of this. And then God would, and they cried out to God. God would send the deliverer, and then they'd, God would give them the victory, and then they'd go back into idolatry, they rebelled, and then God would give them over again to their enemies. They'd cry out to God, and God is still showing his mercy and his grace that even when we're in wrong and when we're doing things wrong, when we cry out to him, when we turn to him and draw nigh to him, he said he will draw nigh to us when we ask for forgiveness. God is quick and he's patient and he's loving, and most of all, he's merciful to hear our cry. And the Bible says he delivered them and then to Midianites because of their disobedience. And the Bible says that the Midianites would encamp against them and destroy their increase and take all their cattle. And the Bible says there were so many of them like grasshoppers, and they were so impoverished by what was taking place. And the Bible says in chapter verse 11, it says, there came an angel of the Lord. We know the story, but there came an angel of the Lord and sat under the oak, which was an offer that pertained to Joash, the Abizarite, the son of Gideon, fresh wheat by the winepress to hide from the Midianites. Now, I've got to realize, you do not fresh wheat in the winepress. You fresh wheat in the open, because you've got to throw it up and got in it. Yeah. So I'll do a little teaching on that. But winepress is where you press the grapes. But he was threshing wheat by the winepress because he was scared that they would take his grain. And he was living in fear of his enemies. So you've got to realize where he was, what he was thinking, what he was doing. Why was he doing this there? Why was he doing that there? That's not the place to be fresh and wheat. But he was in fear for his life. He was hiding. His mindset was wrong. He was just scared. Obviously, he's scared of his enemies. He's seen what's taken place in the last 7 years. But I love verse 12. The Bible says, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him. And I love, angels all around us. So I just want to help people. There are more angels than there are demons. When Lucifer fell, he took one third, not two, one third. So there are more angels than there are demons. So let's always keep that in mind. The angel of the Lord encamps around them that fears him. Amen. and many in camps around them. They said, are they not all ministering spirits sent to minister for them that will be heirs of salvation? And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. Now hold, listen, we've got to realize in our darkest times, in our times of depression, when things are going wrong, my mom ain't speaking to me, my dad's not shouting at me, and it feels like my friends don't understand me, I want to give up, things aren't going my way. In the darkest times in our life, God looks at us and says, I'm with you, you mighty man of valor. I'm with you, you mighty woman of valor. When we're in our feelings and when our emotions are overridden, what the word of God is saying about us, come on, let's get real. Because some of us, we let our emotions get the better of us. And instead of walking in the spirit or in the flesh and we're letting everything bother us. And, you know, it feels like this is so hard and maybe going through a prison of oppression. Or we feel like, oh, I just can't go on. I don't want to get out of bed. Things aren't going right. I don't like the job that I'm in. Listen, my relationship ain't working out. My husband don't understand me. My children are not listening. When the darkest times, when you feel all alone, God is saying, I'm with you, you mighty woman of valor. I'm with you, you mighty man of valor. In the times that we do not feel, that we don't feel that mighty, we don't feel that great, and we don't feel like going on, and we don't feel, I mean, like we're supposed to be the superhuman that God says we are, God is saying, I'm with you, you mighty man of valor. And Gideon's fearful for his life. And some of you may be fearful of something, or maybe suffering anxiety or panic attacks, or going through these lulls of life. And God is saying, I am with you. The I am, the God of heaven and earth is saying, I am with you, you mighty man of valor. So he's saying, in the times when we feel that God is not with us, in the times that we're feeling alone, we've got to understand and know that is the time that we have to know that God is with us. God is on your side. And it sometimes may be hard for us to understand, but I need to encourage someone. In the times that we feel that God isn't there, that no one's there for us, God is saying to you, I am with you. When the enemy's trying to tell you lies, listen to me, you've got to cast down every imagination and every high thing. And then you've got to pull down those lies, reject what he's trying to put inside your head and reject what he's trying to feed you. And you've got to believe what God is telling you. God is saying, I am with you. And not only am I with you, I'm telling you who you are. You're a mighty man of valor. You are great. There is greatness inside of you. And I'm here like the angel of the Lord to tell you, listen to me, I don't care what you are facing right now. God is with you. I don't care how much money is in your bank or less of or lack of. Listen to me, God is your provider. God is your source. I'm here as the angel of the Lord to tell you, listen to me, there is greatness in you. Listen to me, you are going to conquer. You are going to go through. You're going to get over this. God is taking you through and taking you out into a pleasant land, a great land. God is going to make your name great. God is changing everything about you. God is opening doors for you. I'm here as the angel of the Lord to encourage you that God is on your side. I'm here to remind you that he said he will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm here to remind you, if God is for you, then who can be against you? I'm here to remind you, the God of heaven and earth is on your side. And he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The hand of the Lord is on you. His anointing is upon you. There is grace to do great things. And you're born to affect your generation. Don't go by how you feel right now. I'm telling you who you are. Your Bible says, greater is he that is in you. And I'm speaking to someone today. You may have woken up, what they say, on the wrong side of the bed, but I'm speaking to your spirit today, not your feelings. I'm speaking to your spirit, man, to let you know the greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And after you receive this encouragement, it's time for you to encourage yourself. David was in a situation where he came back to the camp, and the Bible says that the Amalekites had gone through taking their wives and taking their children, taking all their stuff. And the Bible says that the men lifted up their eyes and they wept until there was no more power to weep. And even some of the men were speaking about stoning David, because when people are hurting, they usually look for someone to blame. But I love what David did next. He was hurting just as much as they were, But the Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord. And that takes a level of maturity that when you're going through the toughest times in your life, you know, to get alone with God and get into your cocoon and get into the secret place, get into that place of worship, get into the word, get into the prayer and start encouraging yourself in the Lord. And when you've encouraged yourself in the Lord, now you can inquire in the Lord and say, God, what is it that you will have me to do? What do you want me to do? I'm here to encourage you today. No matter what it looks like, what you're facing, the Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. I don't care if they called you to the black sheep. I don't care if people have spoken negative over you and they said, oh, you'll never come to nothing. Oh, you'll never succeed. Sometimes, listen to me, we've got a great idea and we're telling people this is where we fall short. If you've got a great idea, keep it to yourself and share it with like-minded people, because not everybody's going to see things the way you see them. Amen. I'm here to let you know it's going to work. Write that book. Write that play. Amen. Write that song. Go forward. Take that exam. Do that course. Do that course that no one expected you to pass. Do what you think that you could not do, or what others said you think you could not do. But go forward. The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. In your darkest days, I'm here to remind you, God is on your side and he's working it out for your good. I'm here to encourage you. Listen to me. From Genesis to Revelation, every single one of God's people, God's servants, went through hardships, went through trials. But it's really just a trying of your faith. And when your faith is tried, when you pass that test, you'll get to that next level. But for you to get to that next level in your faith test, you need someone to encourage you when you're going through. And I'm here to encourage you and be that voice of that angel to say, you can do it. You can get through this. Don't look back. Don't give up. Amen. Don't quit. It's not time to quit. It's time to go forward and say, God is with you. You're going to pass this test. God is on your side. Listen to me. You will not fail, because God said, I will not fail you nor forsake you. He told Joshua, there's not going to be a man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. You've got to remember, he was going up against giants. Joshua knew full well what he was up against. But for God to give him this encouragement, listen to me, there's not going to be able a man to stand before you. So regardless how big that person was, regardless of what giants they were in the land, God is saying, no man is going to be able to stand before you. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. I'm on your side. Be strong, amen, and of a good courage, not a bad courage. Be strong. No matter what you're facing, I'm here to declare to you and tell you, be strong and of a good courage, because the Lord is on your side. I want to encourage someone today that may be feeling low. You are a mighty man of God. It is not yet manifested who God has called you to be. But if you keep walking with the Lord, keep obeying his voice, keep doing what he tells you to do, you're going to see God move in a supernatural way. Listen to me. I pray you just get yourself ready, amen, to experience the goodness of God. Because when God comes to tell a man or tell a woman, amen, I am with you, you mighty man of valor, you mighty woman of valor, he's getting ready to do something in your life. What he's trying to do, and what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to get you on God's page. In fear, going through a bit of hardship, depression or oppression, and you're thinking you can't make it, you want to give up, you're in the wrong book. God is saying, I want you to get into my book. Amen. I want you to have my mind. I want you to have the mind of Christ. Regardless of what it looks like, God is on your side. I'm trying to get you on God's page. Amen. Because where God is about to take you, you need to be ready and you need to be thinking like God and believing like God. Amen. Knowing, listen to me, God never fails. Failure is not in your DNA, because failure is not in God's DNA. God can do anything but fail and lie. Listen to me. God can never fail. I've read the end of the book. We win. God is on your side. So I'm here to encourage you. God is on your side. God is with you. And he said, I'll never leave you and he'll never forsake you. Someone encourage a mighty man of God or mighty woman of God that may be listening to this podcast. I'm here to remind you of who you are and whose you are. The Lord is on your side. Keep going. God is on your side. He never said we're not going to have hardships, but he always promised to be with you. So I encourage you, no matter where you are and the stage of your life, or how old you are, or what part of the world you are, God is with you. Keep this. You may need to play this again, but I'm here to remind you, God is on your side. This has been me, Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with your word. Be blessed. Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.